Hi. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight, despite the weather. Can everybody hear me okay? Not too loud? All right. Thanks. First, I want to thank Jill and Ad, who is not here, for hosting us in this beautiful space and for all that you do for all of the writers and readers in Pittsburgh. So round of applause for Jill, just for giving us this space. Thank you so much. Thanks. I want to thank Amy from the ACLU for being here tonight. Amy's right over here. And so thanks for coming out tonight as well and for all of your help. Yeah. And then I want to give a really big thank you to Joan Bauer, who was the real engine behind this event. You know, she put my name on the thing, but it was all Joan. She does so incredibly much for everybody. All writers in Pittsburgh, just a very generous soul and an amazing poet too. So this is a special night. We are in the presence of a big crew of very talented and very inspiring writers, and we're going to be collecting donations for the ACLU. So thank you to Cameron Barnett, Sheila Carter-Jones, Malcolm Friend, Celeste Gainey, Joy Katz, Adriana Ramirez, Mike Schneider, Justin Vicari, Arlene Wiener, and Don Wentworth for sharing your work in support of the ACLU. Thank you so much for being here. The first thing I did the morning after Trump was elected, after checking the news and making sure that it had actually happened and crying again, was to join the ACLU. And since then, I've had these vivid, recurring anxiety dreams that I need to become a lawyer. And I'm a writer. I would be a terrible lawyer. I would be a really terrible lawyer. But I feel like lawyers are some of the people who can actually help in many different, very direct ways right now, in ways that people really need. And I do believe that writing can change the world and can inspire people and movements. And I also believe that we need lawyers who are, you know, people that are working for the ACLU and other organizations locally and nationally who have different skills and are able to defend people directly every day. So I'm just going to share a short poem by Lucille Clifton that I've been coming back to lately. Blessing the boats at St. Mary's. May the tide that is entering even now the lip of our understanding carry you out beyond the face of fear. May you kiss the wind, then turn from it, certain that it will love your back. May you open your eyes to water, water waving forever, and may you, in your innocence, sail through this to that. Now I'm just going to pass the mic to Joan.